All right, guys, time for our midday market recap. Market's been open for about an hour and took a couple trades this morning, so I'm gonna drag this over here. Whoops, where's that going? I don't know why this is not going further than that, but that's okay. All right, so let me put up my screen share here. So let me just switch this. There it is. All right, cool. All right, so up $312, you know, that's fine. Decent hour of trading. 860 on the biggest winner, which was a good one. 310 on GNPX. 174 on CHKE. But then these two losers here. So, you know, two steps forward, two steps back. The market continues to be choppy. Really today, you know, it's a green day, which is great, but I'm just not seeing that follow through that I want, which is tough. So, watch list this morning, pretty much same as always, same routine. Looking at the gap scanners. So this morning we had a handful of stocks gapping up. Let me pull up the scans. All right. So in the entire stock market, biggest gapper today was IPCI because it was a reverse split. So that one's showing is 890%. But if you don't include that, then the biggest gapper was CHKE up 35%. So CHKE. Up 35%. I jumped in this for a gap and go trade. The pre-market high, if I bring this back here, was $1.23. So the bell rings, it starts to squeeze up, and boom, I jump in 6,000 shares, 116, 117, sold at 19 and 20. Hit a high at 22, but just a kind of small winner on that one. Next one, ALT, also a reverse split, unexpected. I really wasn't expecting a big move on that. Let me take a quick look at FEIM. Oh, interesting. Frequency Electrics. Okay. So, yeah, nothing I can trade on that quite yet. Maybe keep an eye on it. But anyways, so ALT, that was the second trade of the day. Really nothing else on the scanner. Except for GNPX. GNPX was on the scan. Let me pull the chart up on that one. So this had a price target of $5, pre-market high of 275, opens a little low, but as it starts to squeeze up, I jumped in for the break of 250, sold 255, 254, 9,000 shares on that, $310. So a little winner there. ALT, the first trade on that one. I see it, the spread starting to tighten up, so I jump in at 780, and then it squeezed in that first candle from 780 all the way up to 799. All the way up to 899. So really kind of like big move. And on that one, I was like, okay, this actually might have some home run potential. So kind of was a little bit more like thinking holding and thinking about adding, but it didn't work. And then I had to stop out at 34, but made $500 on that first trade. So that was the first green trade. Then I had my trade on GNPX, small one on that. IPCI, this one reverse split. I jumped into it at 350. It resumes from the halt at 390, but I held it thinking it would break over 4. Came back down to 330. Ended up taking the loss on that. It happened so fast. I could have held it. I could have sold it, but whatever. So that's that. JMU, that was off the scanners as well. So where's this? Let's see. JMU hits the scanners at 136. I jumped in at 140. Stop out at 130. So down 280 on that one. just kind of, this is the market we're in. It's tough. I was actually up $1,000 this morning, and then I lost $750 on IPCI. So I'll finish up $312, which is not bad for a travel day. I'm fine with that. Green is good. It's a nice way to finish the week. And here's the really bad news for you guys. I'm going to be out all next week. I'm not going to be here. So we finished the Inner Circle seminar, and I decided I want to take a week off, just relax. It's going to be the first time I've done that in 5 years. So that means you guys are going to be keeping a close eye on what Mike's trading and keeping an eye on certainly what John's trading. So, maybe I'll sneak in one day or something. I'll see how I feel. It's going to be hard without the markets. I'm going to take a week off, and then I'll be back to finish up September, hopefully with some wins. This month is going to be kind of like last month, a bit of a write-off, not a lot of progress, but, I'll definitely check in next week. I'll go on Facebook Live, I'll go on YouTube Live, hang out, talk about trading, answer some questions, but not planning on trading next week unless I get like really bad withdrawal, and then maybe I'll come in on Wednesday or something. All right, so that's my game plan here. I got to get myself packed up. I'm going to leave in like half an hour, head back to New York, and I will see you guys at some point next week, and I hope you finish the week in good shape. All right, everyone, enjoy the weekend. I'll see you later.
If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.